We are learning Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting 8 lines from the top of Mem Vav. The first words on the line is Kol Ein Koitz, middle of that line. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Sheshes. They learned the Brisa in front of Rav Sheshes. It said like this: Ha'akom Oyd Mesaharim, a goy that worships a mountain, Vesak Voyes, or a cliff. Hein Mutarim, the mountain is mutter, like we said in the Mishnah, that the mountain does not become Avodah Zarah, v'avideim v'sayif, but the ones who worship the mountain get sayif. It's Issa Avodah Zarah, Issa, even for B'nai Noach to get Misa, like Rashi brings down, that they get Misa of sayif when they do Avodah Zarah. V'sazrom v'sirakas, they worship zrom and yirakas, vegetables and plants. Heina surim, the vegetables become aser, v'avideim v'sayif, and they get sayif. Now, why is the vegetables aser? L'chayr, it's still mechubar, so why is it aser? Amalei, so he said, so I guess Rav Sheshes said to the one who said the Raisa, Amalei, the Amal Lachmani, who is that going to? Rav Yesi, Rav Yehudi, the Amal Ilon Chinatu, Vesayif Avdu, also. So he says, it must be that this Raisa is going to Rav Yehudi holds that a Ilon, even though it was not planted for Avodah Zarah, like these Yerakas, and someone went ahead and worshipped those Yerakas while it was attached, it's still Aser. It's still Aser. So you see that this price is going to who the holds that even something that's attached, since it was planted by a person, therefore it's considered Maisi de Adam. And since it's Bide Adam, so therefore it's Chal, the Isser of Avodah Zarah, on this Elon, even though it wasn't planted for Avodah Zarah. Great thing, Gemara. Maybe it's a Kuliyam. Look at what Elon Shanotam Tchilagach. Maybe the case was you planted these Yerakas, these vegetables for Avodah Zarah. That's became Aser. V'Rabbanan, it's Kuntar Banan also. So because it says in the same price as a mountain. Mahar, so a mountain wasn't planted lekach v'avodah zarah, and that's the case where we're saying it does not become avodah zarah. Afhainami, where it does become avodah zarah, you didn't plant it for this, and still the contrast is that a harim don't become avodah zarah, but a plant that you worshipped after it was planted becomes avodah zarah. Who is that like? That's like the shita of Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, that something, and this is clearly also, that something could come avodah zarah, a tree at least could come avodah zarah, even after it's planted already, like we learned from the pasuk of Vashare and Tigadeun on yesterday's block. So to Gemara Vaita, Itmar, Avnei Har Shinedadlu. We know that a mountain cannot become avodah zarah, and we know that a balchai also, a behema also, cannot become avodah zarah. How do we know a balchai can become avodah zarah? Because the pasuk says that ne'avad, a behemoth that was worshipped for avodah zarah, cannot be brought as a carbon. So the diak is, for a carbon it cannot be brought. But for the hedid it's mutter. So these are two things that are clear in the Torah that don't become avodah zarah, even though you worship it. What are the two things? Mountains, and also behemoths. Now the shah is like this: if you have stones that rolled off the mountain, so now it's not mechubar, and now someone went and worshipped the stone, does that stone become Avodah Zarah or not? On one hand, you could say that it's Talosh, so why shouldn't it become Avodah Zarah? It's not attached anymore, it's not Mechubar, it's not a mountain anymore. On the other hand, you could tell it came from a mountain. So what's the halacha? So it's Machlekes, Itmar. Avnei Har Shenedadlu, Bnei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yechanan, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yechanan argue. Chad Amar Asuros, one of them say that it's Aser, becomes Avodah Zarah. Chad Amar Taurus, one says it's Mutter. Now my time with the Madiyom Mutaris, because really, pastors should be aser because it's talush now. So what's pshat in the Yama holds as mutter? So he explains like this. The reason is, the reason Mark explains why would it be mutter? It's like a har. Ma har, she'en by tvises de adam. Just like a mountain that has no human input. Mutter, and it's mutter, it does not become avodah zarah. Afhani, these stones also, they have no human input. She'en by tvises de adam, umutarim. So the Gemara says, it's not like a har. Ma la har, she'en mechubar. Har has a mile, it's mechubar. But this is not mechubar. So Gemara says, okay, but I'll show you from Behema Tchiyach. The Behema, even though it's not Mechubar, still does not become Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, no, Mal Behema Shekein Baal Chayim. Behema is a different thing, it's called a Baal Chayim. So Gemara, Har Yechiyach. So let's go back to Har. But Har is Mechubar. So you see, Mechubar and Baal Chayim are not the reason. So what's the reason? It must be the reason is, V'chazadin L'Rozek Rezev, L'Rozek Rezev. It can't be the reason why the Behar is not becoming Avodah Zarah, can't be Mechubar, because the Baal Chai also does not become Avodah Zarah, even though it's not Mechubar. And it can't be because it's alive, because the Behar is not alive, it doesn't become Avodah Zarah either. So what's the Tzadah Shavash for them? So what's the equal, what's the common denominator between both of them, and that is why it does not become Avodah Zarah? Hatzah Shavash for them, Shehem Behem Tvises Yad, the Adam, has no human input. Umutter, Afkol, therefore anything else, Shehem Behem Tvises Yad, Umutter. Therefore, rocks also roll over the mountain. Where there's no human input. There should be mutter also. So basically, it's a tzara shava between a behema and a mountain to learn that rocks are also mutter. And that would be shana mandem mutter. Right, the Gemara have a pircha on this maratzat. Maila tzara shavas behem. They both have a maila, behemoth and a mountain. Shkelim shtanam briyosam. It didn't change from the way it was created. Masha inkin, this rock was changed from the way it was created. It was a mountain. Now it's a rock. Zakti Gemara, Ella, you're right, I'll tweak the Mahatzad. I'll ask you, Behema Baalos Mum, Umahar. You know what the halacha is, a Behema is a Baal Mum, that changed, it became a Baal Mum. It still cannot become a Avodah Zarah. The halacha is, it still can become a Avodah Zarah, and even though it changed. So we'll learn from that and a Har, and you can say, Maila Atzad, Shavash, the Maila of those two things that didn't change, because the Baalos Mum did change, and still does not become a Avodah Zarah. So you say the same Mahatzad. But just we'll make the behemoth the Baal Mum and learn that from the Baal Mum, the behemoth Baal Mum. Therefore, it's shtanam briyosam. Another mahalach will be minami behemoth tamo meilon yavish. You can learn out from a behemoth or to the tam and an ilon yavish, a tree that's changed by drying out. Now, the only thing you ask me, a tree does become a vayizar. What do you mean? What type of tree? So if you're a Rabbanon, it could be a case where the tree was not planted by Vaidazara. So Rabbanon hold a tree that not planted by Vaidazara can never become Aser. So the Mahatzad is from that. According to Reis Yehuda, we're talking about a tree that grew by itself. Reis Yehuda agrees that a tree that grows by itself, does not become a Asherah, cannot become Aser. It has to have some kind of human input. So we're learning out, and that tree dried out. So it's a Shtanam Riyasam. So we're learning out Mahatzad from Behemoth Tama Milan Yavish. The bottom line is, the man that was mutter holds is a mahatzad, is a limud, that anything that has no tfisis, the other, no human input, cannot become a Avodah Zarah. We learn it out either from Hara and Behema, or we learn it out from a Behema and a Ilan Yavish. Well, man da asa, what's pshat? Look, it's a good mahatzad. What's pshat? Now we have to explain my pshat, my man da asa. Well, man da asa, lahachi ksiv shakes to shaksenu, saiv to savenu. It says that pasuk teaches us, the avagav the asi medina lehatera loy tasya, that this pasuk tells us that you don't look for limudim to be mata avodah zarah. It says, make the avodah disgusting. And this teaches, when it comes to drushes, we only learn out drushes lesser. We do not learn out drushes lahatir. And therefore, they hold it's also. So we have machlekes over here, do you make a drusha, not make a drusha? And machlekes b'nei Rav Chiya, Rav Yechanan, is also mutter. Now who is the one who holds also, who holds mutter? So we know who are the sons of Rav Chiya. Yehuda and Chizkiya are the sons of Rav Chiya. So he wants to tie that the stayim, the bnei Rav Chiya, the sharu, it's the bnei Rav Chiya who are on the mutter side, and Rabbi Yechon is on the asa side. How do we know? Because we'll bring a raya from Chizkiya, we'll attempt to bring a raya, that Chizkiya is the one who says mutter. The boy of Chizkiya has a shayla like this. Zokaf beya l'shtach v'slo. Someone stood up an egg, and he wants to bow down to it. And mao, what's the halacha? And kasaka dayetach l'shtach v'slo v'shtach v'lo. We think Chizkiya's shayla is, in a case where Yitaka bow down to him. Become a boiler, and the shayla is, Haizik Yivasa, have a maisa, you love a maisa. And the shayla is that called a maisa, they odom or not? Avaloi zaka, but if you didn't do any maisa, loy mitzra. Shema mino, b'nerechia, the sharu. Here we have an egg, it's not part of the behemoth anymore, but it's no human intervention either, and it's mashma that without any human intervention, it would not be any shayla about it, it would not be chal, the isra of the zara. So it's a raya that they hold that even something that's not mechuber, not a bachai, but it still would not be a vayzar if it has no human intervention. Because you see over here, if you didn't stand up the egg, it wouldn't be a shayla. Shema mina v'erechia d'sharu. Zogimano. Loi, 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 v'erechia d'asri. They're all osir. And if you did a maisa and you bow down to it, avada tzchal d'isr. V'erechia d'asr. D'shtach v'lo apikav lezok v'asura. And even if you didn't stand it up, if you bow down to it, avada it's osir. Because you don't need a ma'isa. They hold that a rock that falls off, it's talish, is also here. So the bear that falls off without doing a ma'isa, and you, a chicken lays the egg, and you bow down to the egg, avada it's chal de isser on it. Because we hold that, like, that is chal de isser on something that's talish. So what was the shayla of Chizkiya then? Zaka ve'el ishtachav, what was the shayla? Vachem ma'iskinon, ken zaka ve'el ishtachav eslo. He stood up a beitza, egg, to bow down. V'lo yishtachav alo. He just was miyachid the avodah zarah. So that's the shayla. Is it also not? So someone wants to know what's the shayla. Lama. We know as machlekes tanoim. If you have avodah zarah of Yisrael and you miyachid the avodah zarah, is it also or not? So Laman, Ilaman de Amavayis Chomsha Rishol Asur Miyad, and it's Asur, that's also. Ilaman de Amach Te Aved, if you're going to Kodem Yamah, holds that Vayzar Rishol is not become Vayzar until you actually worship it, Holei Palchi didn't worship it yet. So what's the Gemara Shail then? So the Gemara Shail is like this. L'tzirich Gon Shizoka Beitzel Shtach Vayzaleha. This person stood up an egg to bow down to it. He didn't bow down yet. But Voy V'chom V'shtachvalo. And V'chom came and bowed down to it. Now usually, if a guy bows down to a Yid's Avodah Zarah, a Yid's item, put it this way, a Yid's item, it does not chal any iser, because it can be Ois Dor Shein Shaloi. But if the Yid stells it avek as Avodah Zarah, then it will become aser. Ki hodam hudam v'shmuel, Yisrael shuzakav levena. Yisrael that stood up a brick, and a brick usually is lying down with the width. If you stand it up, then it's taller. He stood up the stone. It's also, you know why? Because Yisrael stood it up was Megala. He let us know that he wants to have a Zara. Therefore, if a guy bows out, then it becomes also. By a stone, this brick where you stood it up, it's clear that you're trying to make it a Zara. Ava Beitza, just because he stood up the Beitza, that's what Nikir, Yemaisa, Loy. Which means like this, Chizkiyah Shaila is not about a case where you actually bow down to it, and the question is it a Maisa de Adam? Not, no. Because we'll say Chizkiyah really holds that a Tolosh becomes Osir. No Shaila. Here's a whole new Shaila. Shaila here, where Yisrael was Miyachad of Yisrael, and he didn't bow down to it, but a Goy bowed down to it. Is standing up a Beya enough of a Gilu Milsa that he wanted to make it into Avodah Zarah? That's the Shaila. And a guy was mishtachava. Mao, what's the halacha? Is that enough of a maisa or not enough of a maisa? That is Gemara Shaila. Therefore, it's not a raya to the Shaila of Evan Shenadadlu, who says what. Again, we had a halacha of Evan Har Shenadadlu, if it's also mutter. We're not being a raya who's who. And the maisa, it's a machlaik is if an Evan comes off a mountain, is it also or not? The man is also yet, because it's talosh. The man in the hole is mutter, because since there's no maisa de odom, there no human intervention, we learn out from a Hatzara Shava that it is mutter.